At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Wednesday, and in The Feed, we always talk about TV, movies, streaming, everything you should be watching and checking out with our friend Nick Johnston, who writes for Vinyland.com. He's the TV and film writer there. And Nick, we're heading into a holiday weekend, but what do we have for this week that's good?
Well, it's a holiday weekend, which means everybody's out on the beach and, you know, moving their kids into college and absolutely clogging up Storrow Drive in Boston. But there are definitely some good choices coming out this week, including one big, big, big title that is the streaming series that we'll go over at the end. We've got a few smaller things first. First up, we've got this Sundance hit, which is a film called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, which is a very funny, I would call it a dramedy, I guess, faux documentary style. You know, if you've seen The Office or whatnot, you're familiar with how this looks and acts and whatnot. But it's about the husband and wife duo leading a megachurch. The husband's the pastor, the wife's his biggest supporter and cheerleader and everything else. And it's about them trying to up the membership of their church and trying to compete with this other church that's in town, and it goes down some pretty ridiculous pathways, and it's very, very, very funny. It stars Sterling K. Brown and Regina Hall, and I had a really good time watching this one at Sundance this past year, and I think the folks at home will too. Yeah. It's hitting theaters and premiering on Peacock on Friday.
Nice. Sounds funny.
Yeah, it's a good time. I mean, I'm always down for some good megachurch humor. You know?
Right.
Did you see that video of that pastor in Brooklyn getting robbed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$500,000 worth of jewelry stolen. You should. That's a good supplemental video to watch after you finish this one. But yeah, so next up we have The Patient, which is a new FX/Hulu series. That's a psychological thriller series. I don't know why. It seems like every agent comedian is now playing a therapist in a semi-drama now, but this time it's Steve Carell's turn to continue the Office theme. And he is a fellow who's, got an unusual patient, and that is a serial killer played by Donald Gleason, who wants him to help, wants him to find a cure for his urges to go out and kill people. And of course he's going to keep him captive while he does it. So, if you like your, psychological thrillers, spooky and with a heavy amount of the actual psychology, although who knows how much of that textbook actually made its way into the show, check it out. It premiered, on Tuesday night, and, episodes are going to be streaming weekly from here on out.
Nice.
And finally, we've got the big one. This is probably the most expensive project somehow that we've managed to talk about together. And certainly every single person in the world has an opinion about this already, be it good, be it bad, be it, oh my God, they really spent that much money. It is The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, which is Amazon's attempt to recapture that Peter Jackson lightning in a bottle, even though it's, almost 20 years later and they can't use any of the designs from the Warner Brothers movies, and they can't do any of that stuff, but they're, gosh darn it, they're going to try. It's a prequel, a far-off prequel, not the Hobbit kind of prequel. That's lame. This is like 2,000 years in the past in Middle-earth in the Second Age. And it stars a whole bunch of people that, young Galadriel and everyone else, and not anyone. Yeah, it's one of those kinds of shows. So if you're excited for the Muppet Babies equivalent of The Lord of the Rings, you'll be able to watch it on Thursday, September 1st on Prime Video. Did you know this show cost $1 billion?
Is that the budget? That's insane.
It cost, they were saying early on that it was going to be $100 million an episode for a 10-episode series.
I will say that I've always thought the Lord of the Rings movies were way too long, so it might work better as a series like this. So maybe episodic will be better.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. I think, but as a person who's regularly done the expanded edition marathons, I think that'll be it'll be a little easier for some of us who have learned how to control our bladder and know when to press pause to go for the snack run. But I will say, I've only ever done the Peter Jackson originals. I have never done the what I would consider a test of absolute fortitude to try and do that with the Hobbit movies.
Right. But $1 billion. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jeff, you've got to think Jeff Bezos is just pumping that money into this stuff, just to get that one up on Netflix. And it seems like such a weird, interesting proposition. I mean, they unveiled the title of the series by showing off a giant wood cutting into like old Sequoia that Jeff Bezos had, which is just the strangest thing. It's going to be an interesting a couple of days, I think, on the internet. So you know what? The best thing you could possibly do with your time this weekend is watch any of these things, but also stay off the internet, go outside, maybe grill something, watch some baseball or college football, as I'll be doing specifically. Go Heels. But, yeah, so anyhow, that's Labor Day for you.
There we go. Perfect. All right. Nick Johnston, writer for Vinyland.com, TV, movies, streaming, all of it. We got some good picks this week for you to or to go outside, whatever you want to do. It is Labor Day weekend. You do what you want.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily the end of, we can't do this in the same way we do for Independence Day, where we say, oh, we fought an entire war, so we didn't have to care about any of this stuff. We can do whatever the hell we want, but no.
Exactly.
It's Labor Day.
All right.
Work hard for a living.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Nick, we'll talk to you next week.
See you then.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.